No Zay Flowers. Training camp. What was that?
Yeah, Harp said he had itis, you know, camp itis, which to me is tendonitis.
General soreness.
Yeah, that type of thing. But the thing that, you know, he's going to be out a couple of days. So I'm guessing that they don't, after today, they don't practice again until Saturday. So maybe, I'm guessing that we probably don't see, we're going to see Zay Bob Monday. That's my guess.
Now, that's the day before the joint practice with the Colts.
Just get him totally healthy. And, you know, he misses, what's today, Thursday? So he missed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then he comes back. You know, or he's back for, because Sunday's practice at the stadium. Maybe for all the fans, he's back. But he probably needed, you know, a couple days. Other than that, you know, I mean, they had, the guys were out there, but a lot of them just kind of did drills and that was it. Offensively. Pads, defensively, they were all pretty much.
Pads 3 days in a row. What was the scuttlebutt about that one out there yesterday?
Well, I was shocked when I walked out there because I text you. I go, damn, pads again, you know. So, but Andy Reid just did it too. So maybe it's something in, you know, Andy's thing that John learned or, you know, and then John talked about that their conditioning person or whatever thought that they needed heat for 5 days. They needed, you know, and they've got it. They definitely got it. I can tell you that. So that was what they wanted to help them get in shape and stuff. But, I mean, I think it affected most was the old lineman. Because I didn't
think.
In
a positive or negative?
Negative. Way. The heat. You know, all those days in a row. Because, I mean, Bob, those are pretty much your biggest guys on your team. And to have pads. And you got to hit every play. You know, I think that was tough. Because I think it showed with Rosengarten. He didn't have a good day. Falele didn't have a good day. Ronnie was awesome, you know. But otherwise, the bigger guys, they struggled, I thought, you know. And you saw, I saw Falele over there with the, you know, ice towel, you know, on his neck after reps and stuff. So I think he was struggling a little bit. But, you know, probably good for him to go through that. But, you know, Bateman, Ronnie Stanley, D-Hop.
Derrick Henry,
Andrews, kind of did their stuff, did some 7-on-7 stuff. You know, what was funny was, like, then they, towards the end, you know, I guess before the last hour of practice, they did 1-on-1s, and D-Hop jumped in to go against Alexander, you know, and then got my rep, you know, I got a rep in, you know, but Bateman, nah, he didn't even have his helmet.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is football tonight.
Oh.
Hall of Fame game. Chargers against the Lions going in this weekend into Canton, Ohio. Antonio Gates, who was a basketball player at Kent State, who, by the way, made a run to the Sweet 16 the year that Maryland won the national championship back in 2002, and he was a prominent part of it. Eric Allen. Jared Allen. And Sterling Sharp, and Vinny, as you know, if it wasn't for his neck injury in the early 90s, he would have been in the Hall of Fame long ago. Because he was as dominant as any receiver in the late 80s through the early 90s in the National Football League. He was putting up numbers with the magic man, Don Majkowski, there. And really went up when Favre got there.
Yeah. And the West Coast offense with Mike Holmgren, who he had, you know, he became their Jerry Rice, is what he did for the Packers in Holmgren's offense. And he was, all, like you said, Bob, he was big. You know, that was a thick, strong guy that could break tackles and an awesome dude, too.
So if you're looking to watch football, the Orioles are off today. They're off to Chicago, taking on the Cubs at Wrigley tomorrow afternoon. All day games. At Wrigley Field for the Birds taking on Chicago. Andrew Kittredge will say hi to his old teammates now in Chicago. If you're on the phone, hang tight. Trade deadline's coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Anything we'll get, we'll share with you. So PT, Rashawn, you're next. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Orioles are still 7 out of the wild card, Nolan, as we wrap up July. Are they back?